As liquid water, these molecules are engaged in a constant and random square dance that is called the hydrogen bonding network. Entropy favors keeping the square dance going at all times. There are always more ways that all the water molecules can arrange in the square dance, as compared to if the water molecules did a line dance. So the square dance constantly goes on. So what happens when you put salt in the water? Well, on the molecular level, salt is actually made up of two different ions, chlorine and sodium, that are organized like a brick wall. They show up to the dance as a big group in formation and sit on the side at first, shy and a bit reluctant to break apart into individual ions to join the dance. But secretly, those shy dancers just want someone to ask them to join. So when a water randomly bumps into one of them and pulls them into the dance away from their group, they go. And once they go into the dance, they don't come back out. And in fact, the addition of the salt ions adds more possible dance positions in the square dance, so it is favored for them to stay dancing with water. Now let's take oil. With oil, the molecules are sort of interested in dancing with water, so entropy favors them joining the dance. The problem is that oil molecules are wearing gigantic ball gowns, and they're way bigger than water molecules. So when an oil molecule gets pulled in, their size is really disruptive to the dance and the random exchange of partners that the waters engage in, a very important part of the dance. In addition, they are not great dancers. The water molecules try to engage the oil molecules in the dance, but they just keep bumping into their dresses and taking up all the room on the dance floor. There are way more ways the waters can dance when the oil gets off the floor, so the waters squeeze out the oil, pushing it back to the bench with the others. Pretty soon, when a large number of oils have been squeezed over to the side, they band together to commiserate about how unfair the waters are being, and stick together as a group. So it is this combination of the interactions between molecules and the configurations available to them when they're moving randomly that dictates whether they mix. In other words, water and oil don't mix because they just don't make great dance partners.